especially coming out of college. Have your dream, have your vision, absolutely. But really be open, because as you grow and as you change and as you meet people, your idea of what you want to do might change too. And just kind of be open to whatever direction that's going to take you in.
Hey, this is Mike Ambassador Bruni, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of No More Reasonable Doubt, a show focused on empowering young professionals of color who are just starting their career. We help to remove doubt, gain confidence, and have more impact at work. One important piece to making all this happen is getting exposure to different people and career paths. Today, our special guest is Erica Hayes of ResumeGypsy.com and author of No Job, No Joy, Encouraging the Unemployed at Christmas. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you, Mike. I'm so excited to be a guest.
I'm so excited to have you. We are so excited to have you. It's not just me here on behalf
of
everyone who's going to be listening. The first question we have for you, Erica, is where are you originally from?
That's a tough one, Mike. I normally just claim the whole state of Texas. To be honest, my mom is from Corpus Christi, Texas. My dad is from New Braunfels, Texas. They met in San Marcos, Texas. And then as we grew up, we just kind of moved around. And I live now in Houston, Texas. But as far as original, I claim the whole state.
Amen. That's the first time that I've heard that one. That's awesome. Now, tell us more about what you do for work and maybe what the day-to-day is like. You know, we have young professionals who may hear what you have going on as far as Resume Gypsy. They're like, what does that mean? They know you're an author. But tell us more about what you do for work and what is that like?
Sure. So I don't know exactly what your classification of young professionals is, Mike, but I still consider myself young. I'm 34 years old, and I was born in 1981. So I was born on the cusp of kind of the millennials and Generation Y, I guess you would say. So it depends on what calendar you look at is where you would classify me. But I'm very much in the category of the internet age and blazing your own trail and trying to find yourself and all of that. And so after spending 10 years in a very traditional track in corporate communications, I found myself inspired by people who just kind of decided to take their career into their own hands. And so to directly answer your question, I full-time run ResumeGypsy.com. So the short way to describe it is that I am a resume writer, which I don't get insulted and I don't mind when people call me a resume writer. People get it. They understand it. And I think it's a very important job. But the bigger picture of ResumeGypsy.com, I sell resumes, cover letters, LinkedIn profiles, any kind of career document. But I also sell confidence and encouragement and career advice and just having someone there who understands your journey. So that's part of the package also.
Excellent. Now tell us, where did you go to school?
I went to school at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
And what did you study?
Journalism. So that was kind of an easy one for me, Mike. In high school, I had a mentor who was my newspaper teacher, and I really didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't really know my career path, and I love people. I love meeting new people. I love asking questions, and I love to write. And so she suggested the career path, and it ended up working out for me wonderfully.
So are you doing what you thought you'd be doing after college?
Absolutely not. And I will say that for any young professional, especially coming out of college, have your dream, have your vision, absolutely. But really be open, because as you grow and as you change and as you meet people, Your idea of what you want to do might change too, and just kind of be open to whatever direction that's going to take you in. When I got out of college, my dream, like most journalism graduates, was to work for the New York Times. And my first 2 years as a daily news reporter, I loved it. I loved different parts of it, but I hated other parts of it. You know, I hated the grind. I hated the crazy schedule. I knew I wanted to have a family one day. I knew I wanted to make more money one day. And as I met different people, my idea of a dream job completely changed.
That's awesome. That is awesome for the people to know around the changing of the dream, because I can definitely see people feeling like, I said this was the dream, it must stay the dream. So definitely appreciate you sharing that. You shared a little bit about your path that included going from college and working for the daily paper. Tell us more, if you can kind of connect the dots between then and where you are now.
Sure. So I'd love to. And I'd love to do that just so that people can kind of see that sometime what you start out hoping for or dreaming for, you know, kind of changes along the way. So I graduated from high school when I was 16, Mike, and went right into college. And when I say right into college, you know, graduation day was in May, and then I was on a college campus in July. So I had about a month break. Graduated college in 3 years, three and a half. So I was 20 years old when I graduated college. So this very critical time in my life, I was really, really young. I didn't know who I was. I was just going down this path that had kind of been set out for me. And so at 20, still very young, here I go into this journalism career. And I'm working at a daily newspaper, and I'm working hard, and, you know, just kind of thinking that this is what I wanted, when in reality, I didn't even know myself. So how could I know what I wanted for myself? So I ended up going and doing a daily newspaper for 3 years. Like I said, loved parts of it, hated other parts of it, and was introduced to the whole idea of corporate communication. So that's like public relations, media relations, marketing, that whole world. And to be honest, I spent 10 years in corporate communications, still kind of, I would say from the age of 23 to 33, doing what I thought I should be doing. Doing what I thought I should be doing, going along a path that had been set out for me, working jobs that were, quote, good jobs, you know, but on the inside, they didn't feel right to me. They were steady, and I made good money, but they didn't feel right to me. And so a year ago, I kind of went through a spiritual rebirth, if you will. And I said to myself, what is it that I really want to be doing? I spent 3 years using my degree. I spent 10 years working in good jobs, you know. But what do I really want to do? And so that's how the idea for my business came along. I really got to a point where, you know, enough was enough for me. Good enough wasn't good enough anymore. And I decided to start my own business, helping other people find the jobs that they really wanted.
Now, what advice would you give to someone who aspires to do what you do and is just starting out?
I would say that's such a huge question. It really is, because it's really hard. It's really hard to start your own business. It's really hard to just find the courage within yourself, to find the knowledge, to find the wisdom, to find the resources. There are a lot of layers, honestly, Mike. But if I could start with one good piece of advice, I would say to surround yourself with the right people. I think that is so key. surround yourself with the right people, get in the right circle of influence, and start really feeding yourself the right information. So podcasts like yours, books and videos and websites, and really just kind of, there's a word that I'm looking for. Just engulf yourself in the right information, in the right material. And I think the more that you surround yourself with the right people and the more that you engulf yourself in the right information and the wrong people will naturally kind of fall away. And whatever doesn't feel right anymore and whoever doesn't feel any right anymore, let those things fall away, because you're never going to get where you're supposed to go if those things are hanging on.
What do you wish you were told when you started out, kind of that 0 to 3 year period of your career?
I would say, wow, what do I wish I would have been told starting out? I think I wish someone would have told me, you have this degree, but constantly evaluate, constantly analyze, constantly take inventory of your own hopes and wishes and desires. I wish someone would have told me that. Because then I wouldn't have thought, okay, I have this degree in journalism. I said I was going to be a New York Times reporter. And no matter what, I have to stick to this. So I really wish someone would have just allowed me to just breathe a little bit, you know, and make a decision for myself, especially because I was so young and even older. I mean, you know, most people do graduate college under the age of 25. That's still really young. And just give yourself a chance to grow and to try something that maybe you didn't think you'd try.
I think it's a great point, you know, especially talking about being young. There's somewhere earlier you mentioned about not even fully knowing yourself yet. You know, you're still developing, but there is a lot of pressure to know what you're going to do. There is a lot of pressure, whether it be put on by the individual themselves, school or home. There's a lot of pressure there.
Oh my goodness. It really is. And you said the right word. The social pressure is very real. A lot of times it does come from parents, but a lot of times it comes from, you know, oh, my friends got this kind of job, or, you know, my two roommates say that they're making X number of dollars a year and I want to make X number of dollars a year, or I just spent however much money of my parents' savings and they're depending on me to do this. And it's a very real thing. So I don't want anybody out there to think that I don't know the struggle or I don't know the challenge of telling the whole world you were going to be a biochemist and then all of a sudden you decide you want to do something else. I know how hard it is, because that's why so many people stay doing the wrong thing for so long. But you know, the other thing I think that's important, Mike, is it's not always about waking up one day and quitting your job or doing this bold, courageous, crazy move. You know, I did that just kind of in a spirit of overwhelm and burnout, but that is not what I recommend. You know, if you do have to work in your profession and you use the degree that you got, but you just start working on a plan. Maybe you work on a plan and you have a side hustle and you know, so you can be smart about it and you can, you know, build your dream in a more, it doesn't always have to be this, you know, just outrageous, bold move. You can build your dream on the side, or you can plan it out to where you eventually get there.
We love side hustlers here. So,
oh yeah, all about the side hustle.
We love the side hustlers here. So thank you for giving, you know, that perspective. What, if any, is the unspoken wisdom you've discovered in your career? Something potentially that only time could have taught you this.
Oh, wow. I hate to sound poetic, but I just have to go here. To thine own self be true. Hmm. You know, it really, to thine own self be true. Like I said earlier, I'm 34 years old, and on any day of the week, my mom and dad will tell me unapologetically who they think I should be, what they think I should be doing, how they think I should be spending my time. They're parents and they love me, and it's never malicious, but I don't want people to take, you know, you shouldn't get to my age before you feel empowered enough to say, this is who I am. This is who God made me to be. You know, I want to paint and I want to make jewelry and I want to write resumes and I want to do career coaching and I want to be an engineer or whatever it is that God has put into your heart. You know, when I was a child, I did childish things. When I grew up, you know, I did things that were adult things. And I heard, I don't know if you're familiar with Brené Brown. Are you familiar with Brené Brown?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. So love Brené. And one of the things out of so many that I remember her saying is, that is one of the signs of adulthood, is that you don't need a posse to validate you. And so when you get to your career and you reach adulthood, you don't need that posse anymore. You don't need an amen corner anymore. It's nice to have one. We all need it every, you know, we all would like it every now and then, but you don't need it. And so there are so many, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-olds who will tell you on any day of the week that they wish they would have been truer to themselves. So if I can tell, you know, a 20 or a 30-year-old that, I mean, that's where the real, that's real, where the real honey is right there, is if you can figure out who you are and be true to that.
If you had to recommend one book for someone just starting their career, what would it be?
I would recommend Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk is a social media guru, entrepreneur, business type person. So he's all about building your own brand. But in this day and age, no matter whether you're working for yourself or you're working for someone else, you need to know personal branding skills. You need to know the art of the hustle. You need to know how to tap into your inner voice. You need to know how to always be thinking smart. And so I would recommend Crush It.
Great. I'm a big fan of Gary V. So.
Oh, awesome.
Now, where can people find you and your work online? We mentioned that you're an author, but we didn't talk about the book. So this is a time where you can plug the book, No Job, No Joy, Encouraging the Unemployed at Christmas. This is the time to let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Awesome. So so I am at resumegypsy.com, and that's G-Y-P-S-Y, resumegypsy.com, and that is my business. That's my resume writing service. And then, yes, I'm publishing actually my second book, and it's called No Job, No Joy. And it's going to be on all the Amazon platforms, CreateSpace and Kindle. And there's going to be an audio version also. It comes out November the 14th. And that book is about how to survive an unemployed Christmas. And that comes from a very personal story, Mike. So it is very real. if you've ever been there before, you will be able to identify. So it's my story, but it's also a how-to guide as well, so that you can get through the Christmas holidays, even if you don't have a job.
Great.
And the book is, there's a link for the book, too, on my website.
Okay, that was the next thing I was going to ask you, so it's perfect. Perfect. Well, Erica, we appreciate you for taking the time to both share your time with us as well as your wisdom. So thank you so much for being with us here on No More Reasonable Doubt.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you and all your audience.
Thank you. Today's show was sponsored by Meet Edgar. Quick question for you. If you post a tweet about something you think is important and no one sees it, did it have an impact? You're spending time writing, uploading, and scheduling updates, and they usually don't even get seen by most of your followers. Meet Edgar is the only scheduler that directly addresses that and stops your updates from going to waste by automatically saving and sharing them again and again over time. Because you're spending way less time on busy work, you can dedicate more of your time to creating dope content and actually interacting with your followers. They call it social media for a reason. Visit meetedgar.com to learn more and start your free 14-day trial today. Thank you, dear listener, for being with us. Did you find today's message valuable? Love the show? Subscribe at bit.ly/NMRDsupport, all lowercase. You'll get podcast episodes, updates, and articles sent directly to your inbox. If you sign up right now, you'll get a free 10-part email series called The 10 Career Commandments. Now, everything we create, everything we share, is designed to empower young professionals of color like you. Go ahead and move forward. We got your back. Tired of going at this alone? Request access to our Facebook group by visiting bit.ly/FB group_NMRD. NMRD stands for No More Reasonable Doubt. As always, our goal is to take you from invisible to invincible. I'm your host, Mike Ambassador Bruni, and the dope beat you're about to hear to close out the show is by Papa Doc. Peace.